Welcome to a new season of the Civic Engagement and Action mini-series with socialservice.sg. I'm Jing Yao, co-host of this mini-series with Isaac. As we did last season, we'll explore the spaces for sustained civic engagement and political participation in Singapore.
Last season, throughout 2022, we spoke to a wide variety of guests. We started off with an episode on climate change activism in Singapore, which even made it to the playlist of Singapore Airlines on their onboard entertainment system. We also chatted with Prof. Wallet from the popular Instagram live series Tay Tarik with Wallet on the possibilities and challenges of civic discussions on social media.
Separately, on a more lighthearted note, we also discussed how video games and other forms of media could be used to explore civic issues. This episode featured Roshan, the director of What's the Matter, Mr. Monster, a game where you roleplay as a Singaporean civil servant handling complaints by monsters. Then, we also chatted with HealthSurf Executive Director Michael Chia on migrant worker advocacy and volunteer involvement in Singapore, during which we detailed the challenges of sustaining participation in volunteer-driven organizations.
Finally, we also spoke with the team behind JOM, Singapore's newest digital magazine covering the arts, culture, politics, and more in the country. We got their thoughts on journalism in Singapore and how they should cover more contentious issues. In fact, after the episode, I pitched an article about pragmatic resistance and the methods of civil society advocacy in Singapore to the team, which we eventually developed into a full article on their website.
No, Isaac, since you mentioned it, perhaps to also encourage folks to subscribe to JOM, tell us a little more about the article that you wrote for JOM.
Yep, so I explained a bit about pragmatic resistance in a season one episode, which you should listen to if you haven't already. But basically, it's a theory proposed by law professor Lynette Chua about how gay activists in Singapore have historically adjusted their tactics according to changes in formal law and cultural norms, and how they push the limits of these norms while simultaneously adhering to them. So for the JOM article, I interviewed activists from the environmental, LGBTQ, migrant worker and death penalty civil society groups about whether they actively practice pragmatic resistance, what they thought about the concept, and analyzed what this meant for civil society in Singapore in general. My findings were really interesting, and I might be biased, but I personally think it's a good snapshot of the state of civil society engagement currently.
And so with that snapshot in one sentence, maybe a long sentence, how would you summarize the state of civic society engagement in Singapore, again based on that snapshot?
So as you can expect, it's a mixed bag. Some, like environmental groups, are gaining in popularity, they are okay to work with the government at times, while others like death penalty abolitionists don't see it being an effective tactic because the government is so opposed to their cause currently. But the bottom line is that groups will use whatever tactic gains them the most support in a society that is still relatively hostile to the word activism. Sorry, that was a very long sentence.
So back to this podcast, right? This season, we've got an exciting mix of topics and guests that we really can't wait to share with you. These are topics we hope and will work to cover. So if you are interested to join us, or if you know of guests who would be excellent fit for the podcast, we'd love to be connected with them.
So first up, the hot topic in the news for, well, at least the past year or so, has been inflation and the rising cost of living in Singapore. If you tak boleh tahan, we feel you. We'll speak to guests who will explain how lower income families are managing and whether the policies introduced by the government will be able to adequately support them.
Next, we'll take a look at some groups who are advocating for stronger anti-discrimination measures at the workplace. As Singapore is set to introduce a new anti-discrimination law, what are areas or groups that we are still lacking protections for, and how can we ensure that companies will implement such protections?
After that, we'll take our listeners to the great outdoors. Well, more specifically, we'll explore the history of Hong Lim Park, which is the only legal space in Singapore where people can hold public protests in this country. We also hope to speak with several groups who are going to hold rallies there in the coming months. And in these conversations, find out more about the process for doing so, as well as the potential impact of such rallies.
And finally, with live streaming our parliament sessions, we can see our parliamentarians speak up on issues concerning Singaporeans. But what goes on behind the scenes? Are there ways that ordinary Singaporean citizens can engage with the parliamentary process as well? We'll speak to guests involved in those work, and maybe we'll even get to speak to those faces you see speaking in Parliament. As you can hear, there are exciting things coming your way over the next few months, so stay tuned. All the past episodes we referenced today will also be included in our show notes, so be sure to check them out, especially if you're joining us for the very first time.